Neo-Nazis are believed to be behind an arson attack that was carried out on a Roma family in the Czech Republic. Rob Cameron has the details.
This latest attack took place at night in the small village of Krty, about an hour's drive west of Prague. Shortly after 1 a.m, the Blaha family, who live in a house near the local railway tracks, were woken up by someone throwing something through their window. Seconds later, the house was engulfed in flames, which luckily were soon extinguished. The Blaha's teenage daughter, Romana, was awake when the attack took place.
I was watching TV when I heard a loud noise, and suddenly there was a huge flame in the room. My bed was on fire. My brother rushed into the room a few moments later and managed to put out the fire a bit, but he got burnt as he was doing so.
Only one person was seriously injured in the attack, Romana's father, who suffered first-degree burns as he put out the fire. Police and the fire brigade were called to the scene, and detectives have launched an investigation. The village mayor said the community was shocked by the attack. He said the family were pleasant, law-abiding citizens who got on well with their neighbours. The finger of suspicion will inevitably fall on far-right groups. There have already been a number of petrol bomb attacks on Roma households this year. Police are treating most of them as racially motivated. Robert Cushion, executive director of the Budapest-based European Roma Rights Centre, says the authorities don't always take the attacks as seriously as they should.
One of the recent attacks, you know, there was a decision of the judge to release all the suspects from custody. In our view, that does not send a serious message. So what we think needs to be done is that there needs to be vigorous investigation and prosecution. There has to be an immediate denunciation at high levels of government whenever these attacks occur to make clear that this is not acceptable behavior.
The most serious racist arson came in 2009 when a little girl was horrifically scarred for life. The four perpetrators, members of neo-Nazi groups, were caught and given exemplary prison sentences. But that, it seems, hasn't deterred others. Rob Cameron, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.